Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host, Daniel. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So in today's episode, I just want a little bit more of a chill back episode. I don't really have a structure for this episode. I hope you guys don't mind. But as always, I'm trying to be as honest and I'm as honest as possible, and as well as incorporating self-kindness into the topic that I'm going through. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. And I hope you guys can stay along for the ride. So I wanted to discuss how I'm feeling right now. I feel like, you know, I feel like this episode is just for the listeners that has been following me since day one. In all honesty, in the past few weeks or so, I think, yeah, this week and last week, my mental health has gone downhill. I think it's either this week or last week and the week before. My mental health, like these 3 weeks, when I started placement and when I started working, my mental health has gone downhill. One of the reason being is because bullying, I guess, like what I perceive to be bullying. I won't say their names and I won't say where I get that bullying from, but I experienced bullying, and in all honesty, it sucks. You know, the last time that I was bullied was when I was in high school, and I remember the impact that it still has on me, I guess. Like, you know, it still has left that imprint. You know, bullying is not all right. But I guess, like, experiencing it as an adult, it kind of makes me feel a certain way, you know. Although now I'm an adult, kind of, I'm a 20-year-old. I'm an adult, but I'm beginning to become an adult. But bullying is just never an easy experience to go through, if that makes sense. But maybe later I will speak more about bullying. But basically what happened, on top of that, I also am very busy and everything like that. So I just kind of feel lost, you know. The feeling when you just, like, I felt lost. I felt like I'm looking at the world kind of like confused of where I'm going, where I want to go, and about who I am and what I want out of life, if that makes sense. It's like an eye-opening experience, but it's so painful for me to experience that. I guess, like, in this week or so, like, I just felt really stressed out. I felt anxious. I felt, like, unsure about myself. I kind of felt like I just do not know who I am, and I do not know if I'm good enough, if I'm conducted. I think it's mostly because of the bullying that occur, that are inflicted towards me. But, you know, and everything like that. And I guess, like, you know, and I kind of, like, I'm paranoid because I felt like, you know, with the lack of sleep as well, these past 3 weeks, you know, the lack of sleep, the bullying, I just felt really paranoid, you know, stressed out and anxious. You know, I kind of start thinking, like, everyone is mean to me, everyone's out to get me. And yeah, I just, like, have that paranoid mindset. But I kind of, like, it actually really opened my eyes, to be honest, because it makes me realize the importance of self-kindness, but also the importance of relationship. I kind of feel like before, I always, like, push people away and everything like that. But I also realized that if there is the right person out there that is at least just being decent enough, you know, to support me as a person, then it will be just good enough to pursue that relationship further. In all honesty, I must say that you know, feeling lost and feeling like kind of like you don't have any control over your life, that's how I've been feeling lately. And also, I also have been feeling kind of like alone and unloved. I felt this before, kind of like this stage of where I'm just not being supported and I'm just not being loved. And I felt that before, and I've made an episode about that. If you want to listen to it, it's like feeling unloved and unwanted. But But yeah, but beforehand, I used to spoke with my counselor about it, and I did speak to my counselor about it now, which is really helpful. So maybe like one of the tips that I can give you is speak to your counselor, the person that you feel more comfortable, or anyone that you felt comfortable. But also, it kind of like give me like out of these experiences, it kind of give me a strong lesson, which is not to take things personally. I feel like in the midst of my this bullying experience, I kind of felt so sad. Like honestly and truly, like I felt sad. I felt just not in a best mood as possible. But also in the same time, I also kind of feel as well that I kind of feel like sometimes I doubt myself. Like I kind of feel like, is this my fault? Is it her fault? And you know, even like if 100 people say it's like it's their fault, their fault, their fault, I think like in my mind I'm still like, oh my God, it's my fault. I must be doing something wrong. You know, I blame a lot of myself. Like I blame how other people act a lot to myself. Sometimes I forget to realize that people can be imperfect as well, and they can be mean as well. So it's not always my fault that inflict their behavior. It can also be their fault. And I guess that's what I mean, like from these 3 weeks. Also, I realized like, you know, it's not really always your fault. Like, especially when people have the tendency to blame themselves a lot. You know, it's the world, I guess, like, I guess I realized as well that the world is not black and white. There are people who are kind. Not all people are good, if that makes sense. Like, sometimes I swing from one to the other, but there is this middle ground where there are people who are going to get along with you, and there are also people who are not going to get along with you. And that's all right, you know, that's all right. There are people going to like you, and there are people not going to like you. That's all right too. And I guess, you know, whatever it is, like I think you are worthy as a person, then you are good enough as a person to for you not to listen to their blubber, like you know, to their comments. And I guess like there is this, I think as I grow up, I also realize as well that people wants you to be in a certain ways. You know, different people have different wants to who you want to be. Like, you know, they want you to be a certain way to meet with how they are. But I guess I also realized that like that's not possible. We're not going to make everyone happy. So we have to be truly like strictly be our authentic self. But also like, you know, in terms of self-kindness, it goes a long way. Like sometimes I feel like throughout these tough times, because I blame myself a lot, you know, I kind of push myself aside, and I don't want to be with myself. And I also find the faults, like every faults that I have about myself, you know. And I realized, I think like it's easier for us to do that, like especially when we had that, you know, years of experience of criticism, like you know, like when we had like those tough times in our childhood, we have to be. You know, it's easier for us to criticize ourselves, if that makes sense. It's really, really easy for us to criticize ourselves when we had that loop of thoughts. But I also realized that when you are being bullied, I know it can be like a lonely experience. I know it can be really a painful experience. But please, you know, even if everyone in the world hates you, like I think what I realized from this is that everyone in the world can hate you, but God loves you, and you should love yourself too. And that's the most important, because I realized from this experience as well that when I try to find someone to show me love and to comfort me, which is really acceptable, right? I think like when we are going through something, we always want to latch out, and it's all right to do that. But also like the most important stuff that we have to realize is that we can give it to ourselves, if that makes sense. It's so challenging, but it's so true in the same time. I feel like the best thing that we can give to ourselves is to find the people that loves us, that bring us up, and also give ourselves that some of that love and compassion and affection that we really look out for other people. The thing is, sometimes like I also felt these moments of just like true sadness, in these 3 weeks. I realized as well, I kind of felt I lost my spark that I used to had, you know. I kind of felt like I was not being my best self, you know, my authentic self, my best self. And I was being really hard on myself about that because I was trying, because I think like with these experiences of 3 weeks of bullying and everything like that, I kind of lost a sense of who I am. I'm not even sure who I am anymore. You know, like beforehand, I never really have to question myself. But because of this experience, it actually makes me question everything, question about my own identity. And I guess that's just an opportunity I see it as for me to learn to give myself some love more. Because at the end of the day, like I know why, another reason that I question my identity is because the bullying, the person that bully me does, like it makes me question everything and impacts me a lot. But at the end of the day, like I do realize that it actually shows me that I need to, that I'm, it's best for me to give myself some love and some care throughout these tough times and to spend more time with myself. Like from these struggling, painful experiences of bullying and of just like not getting enough sleep and everything like that, I realized to myself that, you know, I like being with myself. Like beforehand, I used to be like, you know, I want to do something. I just don't want to sit with myself. You know, I try to avoid who I am as a person. You know, I tried to, beforehand, I tried to just like run away from myself and to distract myself with the lights, distract myself with the future and everything like that. But I guess like right now I realize as well like the importance of just being there for yourself and just like, and just like having alone time is also important. You know, for me before, I actually didn't like to be alone. But right, and the irony of it all is that I was always alone. You know, I don't like to be alone, but I was always alone. But right now I realize like, oh yeah, I like to be alone to some extent. I like to have my quiet time and I'm okay and comfortable in my own skin. And I guess like I realized right now as I grow older, as like, I guess who I am as a person is always changing. You know, I'm always growing. But at the core of it all, I think with any versions of myself, it's still me and it's still acceptable. And I will accept and love every version of myself because I feel like every version of myself represents a different story of my life. And also it's also just where I'm meant to be, where I'm supposed to be. And also there's no need to change the version of who I am, you know, the version of myself 1 year ago or the year before, my version when I was in high school. All of that versions are really acceptable and it's all right. I feel like sometimes like I don't want to have change. I also wasn't to stay the same. But I feel like with changes, it comes with an opportunity to grow and to learn more stuff and also just to expand your awareness and your knowledge. And I guess like with change, like maybe things will get better, you know. There's this always an opportunity where things will get better, but it's just that it needs to be shaken a little bit for you to get out of your comfort zone and then things will get better. But as I said, like because of bullying and because of just like lack of sleep, I can't, kind of like hyper focus on the mean people of the world. Like I kind of start to realize like overgeneralizing and realizing that, you know, they're not kind people and everything like that. But I guess there are kind people and I should not like overgeneralize it. And it's really easy for us to just overgeneralize when we had a bad experience. But, you know, I feel like once I distance myself from the person who bullies me, when I distance myself from everything, when I'm doing the things that I love, when I'm taking care of myself, when I'm practicing self-care, when I'm getting enough rest, when my body is resting, you know, I kind of start to feel like maybe my life isn't that bad at all. Maybe the world isn't bad at all. And also, as I said, like, you know, I'm changing. I'm not the same person that I am last semester of uni. Or even a week ago, I'm constantly changing. And I think that's part of growing up. It's like, our identity is always evolving and changing, and it's not going to be the same every day, every year, whether we like it or not, because we have such a different set of circumstances. You know, I guess, like, if I know, like, I'm at this moment, kind of feels a lot sometimes, but in 5 years' time, like, I just kind of wish, like, if I still make this episode in 5 years, you know, I will be in a better headspace. But right now, I just kind of feel like, although things are hard right now, but I just kind of have faith that it's for a reason, and it's for a good reason. And I right now, it's not as hard because the person who bullied me is not in my life, in my consciousness anymore, which is really good. But I also, like, I just want to end it, like, this episode with, you know, there's, as I said, like, there's hope. If you want to listen to my previous episode, you can, about hope, about the future when we are going through tough times. And also give ourselves self-compassion, because we're all not perfect. And also, I just want to say that compassion is important. Like, you know, in your, when you're tough, when you feel like the world hates you, when you feel like you're unlovable and everything like that, you know, please give yourself some love and compassion, and practice some self-cares. Put your mental health first, because that's very important. Mental health matters. Mental health is real. And also, I just want to say that, it's important for us, you know, even if we feel like shit, it's important for us to be kind towards ourselves and towards each other as well. Because from this experience, I realized the power of kindness. If people are really kind, kindness has this healing property, you know, self-soothing. That's why I encourage self-kindness first, because sometimes we, I think the world is very, sometimes forgets and suppress a lot of kindness. But like, it's important for us to show kindness, because we never know, even though that person is putting a smiley face, smiley mask, we never know what each person are going through, you know, what, we never know what's going on in their head, you know. And also, I think, like, first of all, we have to give ourselves that kindness first, to give to others the same kindness as well. But, you know, if you fall into that trap of self-kindness, if you haven't practiced self-kindness for a while, don't worry, maybe, you know, maybe when you're hearing this, it's a sign for you to jump into that bandwagon again. But I feel like with self-compassion, self-kindness, it kind of is a journey, and sometimes you kind of forget about it, but also like you kind of fall into that bad habit of, like, being rude or criticizing yourself, judging yourself every time. But then again, there's tomorrow. Every day, every minute, every hour is a new opportunity to have a new outlook in life, and to just kind of, like, start again. So I feel like if you have been, like, missing that self kind, if you haven't been really kind to yourself for the past month or so, you know, you can start again. You can start being kind to yourself and practicing it every day. For me, like, some of my self-care activities that I try to do, like, to show myself some love, is basically, like, sleeping, and also watching movies, watching Netflix, smelling candles, you know, lush balms in the winter at the moment, having a perfume, listening to good music, going to nature, opening my window for fresh air, looking at trees, journaling, what else, exercising, can be doing yoga, it can also be one. I guess, like, it's important, like, that's just for me, and for you, it can be really completely different, but, you know, sticks with what's work. And also calling my regular counselor. But also, yeah, I just want to end this episode, like, growing up in itself, it's not as easy as the move you will make it to be. And everyone's journey and experiences on this growing up in our 20s, it's kind of different. But I also feel like, you know, with this toughness, tough times, difficult moments in our life, it kind of is rewarding to some point. But also, I guess, like, sometimes it's really good to just not be in your mind and just to go outside and just to connect with other, connect outside, like nature. I love nature so much. But yeah, I hope you guys can learn anything at all, something from this episode. And I hope you guys can be kind to yourself and to love yourself for who you are. And also just to reach out, you know, like if any of you guys are needing that extra support, please talk to someone about it, because we are all in this together. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys can enjoy. Please take care of yourself. Try to be kind to yourself and others. Thank you so much. Bye.